Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. Maybe your child comes home from school and you ask about their day, and they light up talking about recess and their friends. But the moment you mention trying a new subject, maybe math or reading or science, something shifts. Suddenly they say things like, "I'm not good at that," or "I don't want to try," or "that's too hard for me." And as a parent, this can feel so confusing, right? Because you see this bright, curious, amazing child in front of you, and you know they're capable of so much. But they seem to be holding themselves back from even trying things they're not immediately good at. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me, because here's what the magic book taught me and what research from some of the world's leading experts confirms. What you're seeing is not stubbornness. It's not laziness. It's not your child being difficult. What you're witnessing is a completely normal developmental phase that happens around ages 6 and 7, when children's self-awareness is growing beautifully, but their understanding of learning is still forming. Let me explain what I mean. Dr. Carol Dweck, a brilliant researcher at Stanford University, has spent decades studying how children think about their own abilities. And she discovered something wonderful. She found that some children believe their intelligence is fixed, like it's set in stone. But other children believe their intelligence can grow and develop, like a muscle that gets stronger with practice. And here's the beautiful part. That second belief, what Dr. Dweck calls a growth mindset, can be taught. It can be nurtured. It can be cultivated in your child, starting right now. When your 6 or 7-year-old avoids new academic subjects, their brain is actually trying to protect them. They're thinking, if I try this and I'm not good at it right away, that means I'm not smart. And that feels scary to them. So they avoid the challenge altogether to protect their sense of being capable. But here's what they don't understand yet, and what we get to teach them. Their brain grows strongest exactly when they're trying hard things. Struggle isn't a sign that they're not smart enough. Struggle is a sign that their brain is building new connections, getting stronger, becoming more capable. The OECD, which is an international research organization, studied thousands of children and found that intellectual curiosity and persistence are among the most important skills for academic success. And the beautiful news, these aren't talents you're born with. They're skills that can be developed through the right kind of support. So what does that support look like? How do we help our children develop this academic courage? First, we change how we talk about challenges. Instead of saying, "Oh, you're so smart," we say things like, "I love how you tried a new strategy when that didn't work," or "I noticed you didn't give up even when it was hard." We celebrate the process of learning, not just the outcome. Second, we share our own learning stories. Tell your child about a time you struggled to learn something new. Maybe it was learning to drive, or cooking a new recipe, or figuring out technology. Let them see that struggle is part of how everyone learns, even grown-ups. Third, we teach them about their amazing brain. You can say things like, "Every time you try something hard, your brain is making new connections. It's like your brain is doing exercises and getting stronger. When something feels difficult, that's your brain growing." And fourth, and this is where the magic really happens, we use stories to show them what intellectual curiosity looks like. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions. And this story is so special for children who are hesitant to try new things. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover an archive where old photographs giggle when asked the right questions. And what happens is absolutely wonderful. Each question they ask unlocks more magical mysteries. The photographs don't giggle because Lucas and Ella know all the answers. They giggle because Lucas and Ella are curious enough to ask. This story teaches children something beautiful. Not knowing something isn't a problem. Not knowing something is the exciting start of an adventure. Questions aren't signs that you're not smart. Questions are the keys that unlock discovery. After you read this story with your child, you can create what I call a question treasure hunt. Every time your child asks a question, even if they don't know the answer, they earn a point. And when they collect enough points, they get a special reward. This reframes not knowing as something valuable, something to celebrate. You can also try what I call the yet strategy. When your child says, "I can't do this," you gently add one word. "You can't do this yet." That tiny word opens up so much possibility. It reminds them that abilities grow over time. The Child Mind Institute, which is a wonderful organization dedicated to children's mental health, emphasizes something really important. When children struggle with new academic subjects, the parent-child relationship becomes the foundation for building confidence. This means that your response to their hesitation matters so much. When you stay calm, when you validate their feelings, when you say things like, "I know this feels hard right now, and I believe in you," you're teaching them that challenges are safe to face because you're there with them. Doctor. Dweck's research shows us that when parents respond to challenges with empathy rather than frustration, children learn that abilities can be developed and that they're not alone in the learning process. So let's talk about what this looks like in real life. Your child comes home and says they don't want to do their math homework because it's too hard. Instead of saying you have to do it or it's not that hard, you might say something like this: "I hear you. Sometimes math feels really challenging. You know what? That means your brain is about to grow stronger. Let's look at this together. What part feels hardest? Can we try one problem and see what happens?" You're validating their feeling, reframing the challenge as growth, and offering support. You're not rescuing them from the difficulty, but you're not leaving them alone in it either. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Sometimes children need to see that trying new things can be playful and joyful, not just serious and stressful. You might say, "Let's be scientists today and experiment with this new subject." Scientists don't expect to know everything. They ask questions and try things and see what happens. "What questions do you have about this?" Or you might say, "I wonder what would happen if we approached this like a treasure hunt. Each problem we solve is a clue to the next one. Let's see where it leads." When we make learning feel like an adventure instead of a test, children's natural curiosity can come forward. The research is so clear on this. Ages 6 and 7 are a critical window when children form beliefs about their academic abilities. And the beliefs they form now will shape how they approach challenges for years to come. But here's the wonderful news. You have so much power to shape those beliefs in beautiful ways. Through your words, through your support, through the stories you share, you're teaching your child that their brain is capable of amazing growth. You're teaching them that not knowing something yet is just the beginning of discovery. You're teaching them that struggle means their brain is getting stronger. You're teaching them that curiosity is more valuable than perfection. And my wonderful friend, you're doing this beautifully. The fact that you're here, learning about this, seeking ways to support your child, that tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, curl up with your child and read the giggling gallery of forgotten questions together. Watch their eyes light up as Lucas and Ella discover that questions unlock magic. And then, in your own gentle way, help them see that their questions, their curiosity, their willingness to try, those are the real treasures. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. You've got this, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.